For this exercise, begin by laying on your back with your knees bent and allow yourself to get comfortable and in a position. Begin to breathe in through your nose and slowly out through your mouth, and allow yourself to be present to the feeling of the ground beneath you, holding you at your back and at your feet, and allow yourself to settle into the space. And now begin to reach your arms up above your head, out into that open space with your palms facing each other. And begin to move your hands around gently and slowly to feel for where the air and the energy seem lighter, almost as if you could keep your arms up effortlessly. And that's how you'll know when you found the energy to connect to. It might be directly above your heart, or a little higher up, closer to your head, or maybe in front of your face. It also might be a little closer to your body or a little bit more of a stretch. Wherever it is, just slowly move your hands and arms until you find energy that feels enriching and fueling. And once you've connected your breath to this energy, breathe it in as if you were breathing it directly in the palms of your hands, filling yourself up with this light, this energy source. And once you are filled up, or that you feel energized from this space, you're going to lower your hands into position one, which is at the high chest, just beneath your collarbone, and place your hands one on top of the other gently, just on the surface of your body, not pressing in, but like you were holding a piece of paper loosely between your hands and your body. And this is the first of three positions we're going to check in with. And as you place your hands here in this position one, again at the high chest, just beneath your collarbone, begin to breathe into that position. And allow your air to fill your chest, while at the same time, allow your belly, your core, to be quiet and still. So all the air flows up into the chest as you're breathing into this position, allowing your energy to come up beneath your hands, calling it forward to join your breath as it also begins to bring awareness, feeling the movement of your body beneath your hands in this position. And for right now, just feel for how that movement slightly expands beneath your hands on your chest, and then how it releases when you fully exhale, breathing in fully through the nose and slowly out through the mouth. And just get a sense of what this first position feels like. Does it feel vital? Does it feel disconnected or open or spacious or maybe sad or tense? Just let it be whatever it is as you connect with your breath for a few more beats. And you're now going to move your hands to position two, which is just beneath your chest bone, placing one hand on top of the other, gently on the surface of your body, not pressing in, but just loosely on the surface. And now bring your breath into this position, as if you were breathing directly into your hands, allowing your chest and your lower belly to just go quiet, and breathe directly into this position. This is position number two. And now allow your energy to come up into this position right beneath your hands, feeling the presence of that energy within your breath, and within the movement of your body beneath your hands at position two, breathing in fully through the nose and slowly, fully out through the mouth. In a full exhale, and get a sense of what the second position feels like. Does it feel connected or numb? Does it feel loving? Or does it feel like it's holding back or constricted? Does it feel tense or easy? Just let it be what it is and observe it. And now let's bring your hands to position number 3, which is directly above your belly button, placing one hand on top of the other, and now fully breathe into your lower belly, expanding your belly with the inhale through the nose, and with the exhale, letting the belly drop slowly all the way down to the spine. Getting a full range of breath, and allowing your energy to come up underneath your hands, calling it forward here into position 3. And as you also feel the movement of your body beneath your hands as it expands with the inhale and it falls and releases with the exhale, continue breathing in fully through the nose and slowly out of the mouth. And just get a sense of what position 3 feels like. Does it feel grounded or does it feel constricted? Does it feel light? Does it feel heavy? Just let it be whatever it is, observing for just a few more breaths. And now consider which position felt like it was the best position. One at your chest, position 2 just beneath your chest bone, or position 3 at your belly button. And choose which of these positions could use the most energetic support. The one that didn't feel as connected or alive or as open as the other. And now you're just going to bring your hands to the position that felt the best. And we're going to begin here in a moment. And we're going to move back and forth between this position and the one that needed more support. But beginning in this position that felt the best, begin to breathe deeply, inhaling through the nose, exhaling through the mouth as you inhale, filling up with that energy that's really nicely connected. That energy that feels strong and vital, open, enlivened, grounded, loving. And allow a full exhale until your lungs are empty and you fully release that position all the way back towards your spine. And for the next breath, we're going to bring your hands to the position that needs the most support. And once you've moved them there, begin to fully breathe into that position as if it was now filling with that connected energy that you just filled up with. And now breathe out fully, nice and slow, until your lungs are fully empty. Emptying that position back towards the spine, moving your hands back to the original position, breathing in, and filling up on that energy that is feeling more connected and expansive, more grounded. Full exhale, getting the full range of breath in, and then moving the hands back to the position that you're supporting. Breathing in now and filling it up with that connected, open, expansive, loving energy. And now exhaling fully until it empties out completely. And just continue to do this another 6 or 7 times. Moving back and forth between the first position, the original position that felt the most grounded, and back to the position that you're supporting. Filling back up and resourcing as you go back and forth. And as you go back and forth, you'll begin to notice that the area that needed support will begin to feel a little bit more energized or connected or grounded or a little more vital. And just be with these breaths back and forth between the two positions. And once you feel more connected, take one more breath on the original position that you started with here, the one that felt best. And once that's complete, let your hands drop to your sides and let your body stretch or twist or rotate in any way that it needs. Just follow any intuitive movement. Let your body guide you to release, to relax, to stretch, to move. Whatever it needs in this moment. And once you begin to settle, come back to the position that needed support, placing your hands one over the other on this position and connect with your breath and energy and movement. And begin to bring all of this energy back online, letting your breath fully inhaling through the nose, filling up to the top, and exhaling fully through the mouth. And notice how this breath creates movement in that position, in this area of your body. And notice how your energy starts to come online as if it was right beneath your hands as well as you breathe. And imagine you're breathing to a full range of breath as if you were breathing 10 floors above ground level on the inhale to the tip top. And then 10 floors below ground level all the way on your exhale. And do your best to get this full range of breath, especially on the exhale and at the top of the inhale. And on your next one, inhaling 10 floors above ground level, repeat aloud. Sometimes I feel so unworthy. And exhale. And on your next full inhale, 10 floors above, repeat. Sometimes I feel so unlovable. And exhale. And then 10 floors inhaling to the top. Sometimes I feel I'm not good enough. And exhaling 10 floors below ground level on the exhale. And now on the inhale, sometimes I feel like this pain will never go away. Inhaling all the way to the top, top, top. And exhale. And inhaling, repeating after me, that full breath, 10 floors above. Repeating, sometimes I feel so alone. And exhale. And consider which of these statements hold the most energy for you. And if you need to make slight adjustment to the words, go ahead, so that it feels most resonant as the energy and the suffering that's there. And one more time on the tip top of your inhale, all the way to the top. As you begin to exhale, say those words one more time aloud. And now at the top of the next inhale, feel for the sound that's beneath these words. It's a sound or an expression that this feeling needs to release. And you might sense it as a groan or a painful whine. And inhale. And as you exhale, follow that sound. Make that sound the pain of your suffering. And following it again, inhaling all the way to the top, 10 floors above. And then following that expression, that sound, that groan, that whine, that pain, all the way to the bottom of your exhale until there's no more breath. And repeat that again at the top of your next inhale. All the way, taking it in. And then moving into that big exhale, following that sound, escalating that sound, letting it all out, releasing that pain all the way to the bottom. And as you near the end of your exhale, as the air leaves your lungs, feel for the cry or even the laugh that follows the sound, allowing yourself to follow the sound until it releases into this cry or this laugh. It might even be a cough. And then it might be followed by the laugh or the cry, but keep repeating and feeling for this sound and for this release, and then follow it and allow the cry to take over, allow the laugh to take over. You might even go back and forth between the two and follow it to its completion. And once it completes, allow your hands to drop by your side. And allow the body to take whatever movement, stretching, turning, twisting, rotating out the neck, the wrists, the feet, the ankles. Just let your body move, expressing, releasing. And now, however it needs to be, whatever it is that you receive, as your body finds stillness, once again, and when you feel complete, you may want to journal and reflect on what it is that you have released.